Hello, my name is Leah Harris, and today we are doing Rock Voices Oral History Project. It is March 20th, 3 p.m., and we are in the SRU archives, and I'm here with Brandon Burns. Hello.
Hi. Afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I cannot complain today. It's a beautiful day outside. So
that's great. So let's start with just some information. Tell me a little bit about yourself. So your name, your date of birth, and where you're from and where you received your education from.
Yep, Brandon Burns. I was born on May 18th, 1985. Originally from Eastern Pennsylvania, I grew up in a small coal town called Schuylkill Haven, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pottsville, Pennsylvania, where they brew Yuengling beer.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. So how did you find out about SRU since you were on the east side?
Well, for me, Slippery Rock was very, very great about sending me mail. Especially around the sport management program, which was the program that I ended up doing here at The Rock. But for me, you know, a lot of my friends ended up going to Kutztown, to Bloomsburg, to Penn State Schuylkill. So for me, kind of wanted to get away a little bit, and Slippery Rock kind of afforded the, I could still stay in state, but I was far enough away from my parents and everybody I kind of grew up with to kind of forge my own next new path.
Awesome. So you were one of the alumni that came back to SRU to work?
Yep. I started about, it'll be 3 years now in May.
All right. So what positions do you hold at SRU right now?
So currently I am the Director of Corporate and Foundation Relations within the Advancement Office. So my main role for the university is to go out and solicit corporate funding as well as grant funding from different foundations to amplify what we're doing here on campus, whether that be from programmatic pieces, any naming rights here on campus, as well as scholarships.
That's really cool. So have you worked with kind of that field of work for non-university entities like corporates?
So my history, kind of post Slippery Rock, I worked actually for 4 years in minor league baseball for the Delmarva Shorebirds, which was the single A of the Baltimore Orioles in Salisbury, Maryland, which is right outside of Ocean City, Maryland. There I did everything from mascotting to marketing to ticket sales, ran our box office, you name it, I kind of was able to do it in those 4 years. For me then, I got tired of driving to Pittsburgh for weddings at that point in my life and moved back to Pittsburgh to work for the American Heart Association for a couple of years doing their Pittsburgh Heart Walk, which was the main fundraiser for the region to help with cardiovascular and stroke-related research. And then I moved over to Highmark Health then after that, before coming to Slippery Rock, and I did a lot of their nonprofit work, especially with their 5K walks around the state and into Delaware, as well as doing a lot of their corporate volunteerism as well, and running our United Way campaign.
That sounds like a lot and very impressive. So is a university different from that?
There are little quirks that are different, but obviously, it's kind of the same perspective of, to where, at Highmark, we were helping to give away the money. Now, here we're looking to, bring the money back in to help the students here on the campus.
That makes sense. So even though you've only been here for about 3 years, has the department you were hired into changed at all?
From that perspective, we're growing a little bit as we look to raise money for the university here. Tomorrow is actually our giving day, so we'll be looking to really engage our alumni and engage our donors to make sure that they are fundraising for their most favorite cause, whether that be the department they were in, a sport they might have played, a club they might have been in. So that'll be the big encouragement for tomorrow's efforts.
Awesome. It's great to hear that it's expanding. So what building do you work in currently?
Currently, I am on the first floor of Old Main.
That's fun. Do you like working in Old Main?
It's fun to see everybody come in and kind of interact, obviously with being on the north end of campus. For a lot of our alumni, that's the first building that they recognize. So that's, usually where they can come in, and we work a lot with our alumni as well. So, we will see a lot of individuals come in to whether, be questioning of, hey, what's a new building on campus? They're dropping off donations or they're just looking for general information from us.
All right. So this can be as a student or as a faculty, whichever you prefer, but what was it like at the university when you first arrived and what changes have you witnessed?
Well, comparatively from when I was here, there were about 5 dorms that are no longer standing. When I was here, I lived in Patterson my freshman year. That's now been converted over to classroom space. So I always joke with the faculty that used the gym there on the first floor that, hey, my room used to be right here my freshman year, which is no longer there. Also, I was an RA in Founders Hall my sophomore year, so that building was raised there in 2007. So from that perspective, you know, now it's a parking lot, so I can't really say, you know, hey, that's there anymore. And then with the new Smith Center being built, you know, gone are, you know, Bard, Dodds, Harner Hall used to be there, Krause used to be across the street. So all of those dorms that I would have interacted with are no longer here. But then, you know, seeing the new dorms be built kind of towards the end of my career here at Slippery Rock, as well as the ATS building, and then really kind of looking at the construction that was done, you know, with renovations to Vincent, and, you know, different things around campus as well. You know, it's good to see that, you know, students are able to have those, you know, new experiences now.
Mm-hmm. Was it kind of shocking when you came back and was like, whoa?
I mean, I always came back for homecoming because I always kind of saw the different pieces that were kind of in line. But, you know, I think really, you know, since I've been back on staff now, is just really getting integrated with those different pieces. And really seeing, you know, how the students are interacting with the new dorms and, you know, a lot of the facilities now, and especially with just opening up Kasnoch Field last night, you know, kind of looking at those different, you know, what the facilities could be and what that great possibility is for our current and future students.
Yeah, that's great. So we can get to the one and only Rocky the Lion. So tell me about playing Rocky and how did you get the job?
Oh boy, so when I first got the job, so I will go back to my freshman year, and you know, obviously I played sports a lot in high school. I was a football and baseball player. Obviously I didn't play here, so, you know, I was looking to still kind of be involved if I could in any way possible, and that was when we still had the Rock Rowdy student group, which I don't think is a thing today. But I actually lucked out in living at Patterson. My RA was actually one of the male cheerleaders off the team. So I always kind of joked that there was a flyer hanging right outside of our room that said, hey, do you want to be the new Rocky? You know, tryouts are going to happen, you know, in a couple of days, right when we first moved in my freshman year there in 2003. And it was one of those pieces where, you know, Jason grabbed me the one night and said, hey, you're coming to practice tonight. And it was a brief tryout. There was four of us that first night over in East West Gym. And it was basically a, hey, jump in the suit for 15 minutes, kind of bounce around, see if you could withstand the heat, see what your interactions would be in it. And lo and behold, after about an hour, hour and a half, the cheerleading coach at the time said, hey, do you want this role? And then we had a football game that Saturday, and the individual that was doing it was actually graduating that that semester. So it was kind of, he did that first game, and then I took the reins from there and did that for 4 years straight. So.
So you were like the OG Rocky the Lion.
So, yep, I am actually, for the Rocky sitting behind me, Rocky 2, I was one of two individuals to wear that. It was a brief run with Rocky, because Rocky 2 was only around from 2000 to 2007 before we debuted the new one that we see today.
And were you the transition between Rocky 2, Rocky 3? Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was very interesting. You know, obviously we finished up with the Brown Lion, as we kind of, the Brown Scary Lion. But that was our final football game. We did that in the end of the 06 season. And then we kind of shuttered him, kind of, you know, did a little marketing campaign to say, you know, hey, we're going to kind of reestablish Rocky. We did some silhouette type pictures of, you know, hey, if you happen to see Rocky around campus, you know, make sure, you know, we're on the lookout for him. And then when we debuted him then at a basketball game in February, then I was the first one to be able to wear the new Rocky we see today. So made for some fun with my friends, obviously, who then knew it was me by the time my senior year rolled around. Mm-hmm. And it was always that concern of, you know, hey, what's wrong? And it's like, nothing's wrong, guys. We're just debuting a new mascot.
I like that. I was like, what's wrong with Rocky? So which costume was like kind of your Rocky, like more comfortable, or just your one you preferred wearing?
You know, it varied, truthfully. I think with Rocky 2, he was a little more cumbersome to move. You know, obviously with it being one large piece for the body, you know, the biggest drawback to him was within the legs, there are just large foam pieces that made it very, very hard to run potentially. Mm-hmm. But you know, with the head that you were able to wear, there were straps that you'd be able to kind of get in and out with him pretty easily. With Rocky 3, one of the big design pieces behind him was that you were able to get in and out with him a little bit easier with the different pieces. There was also a helmet inside the head that you'd be able to chin strap yourself in and not have the head move around as much as Rocky 2 did. So I kind of varied back and forth with my love for each one of them. And then actually, it's funny that, you know, I always say, you know, I never thought I would get back into Rocky back when I graduated in 2007, but I've actually had the opportunity since I've been back on staff with some graduations. I was able to fill in for about a year and a half then as well at some different university events then as well. So.
Oh, that's neat. So do you have any like interesting experience as either mascot or like anything cool you got to do?
From the perspective of, you know, when I was in school, obviously, you know, my biggest thing was always, you know, getting out into the community as much as I possibly could. I wanted to be at every sporting event that I could potentially make it to, especially if there was any club events. You know, I wanted Rocky to always kind of be that, you know, school spirit piece to where if he was a student, you know, how could I interact on that daily basis with him? The running joke always with me was if I wasn't in class, you know, I would jump into him and just walk around campus to where it would be a fun little, you know, just back and forth of, you know, the Rocket would follow me around, just a day in the life of Rocky. So I had to kind of interact with, you know, different students and jumping on the Happy Bus, going down the Rockies to eat, you know, going to the gym to, you know, work out and just, you know, kind of have that interaction to where you never knew where I was going to really pop up during the course of the day. And, you know, even here in the library, I would, you know, get dressed up in the suit and go sit downstairs with a book. And it would always be that distraction, but it kind of brought that memory piece to it as well. You know, so somebody would be able to say, hey, I saw Rocky just kind of interacting. You know, even when I was, an RA, back in Founders, you know, when we do rounds during the course of the night, you know, there'd be some nights I would just get dressed in the suit and just walk around the halls of Founders Hall just to kind of, you know, interact with the kids as well. To, you know, really kind of make those different memories, of course, you know, throughout the times. And, you know, I hear that now from a lot of my friends that were there, you know, over the course of the years. It was, you know, hey, they might have had a picture with me when they were a freshman and they didn't happen to know me yet or, you know who was in the suit beforehand. So a lot of those different mentalities then kind of, you know, really percolated out through the career of being the mascot. So
It sounds really fun that like you brought so much life to it and like really made it its own character. That's really cool.
Yeah, and actually it was fun then too because with my major being sport management, you know, one of the big things when I was going out for my internship, obviously I had that listed as one of the items that, you know, I was really in tune with. And my first interview actually with the Orioles and the Shorebirds was basically, hey, you've been a mascot before. Would you be able to do that again? And that was one of the big pieces of why I got my internship. And then really my first job was able to, you know, go out and do those community experiences, you know, do that sponsorship activation and being able to really tie into the community there on the Eastern Shore.
That's cool. So we have some photos here that I think you donated of the Rocky II at the ice rink.
Yep.
Can you tell us about that, the story behind this? Because this looks very fun.
So that was actually from a game out at the Youngstown Steelhounds. So they were a Central Hockey League team that I interned at my junior and senior year. So one of the big projects that we had was to invite everybody out for a mascot night. So what we did was we invited every mascot we could think of for a 45-minute radius and kind of, you know, brought them out to a hockey game one night. And one of the big ideas that we had to say, you know, hey, how do we get all of these mascots to interact with one another was during the intermission periods, we did a sled race. And then we did dodgeball then in the second period. So that picture you have there is the dodgeball game that we put on. So within that photo would be like the Youngstown State Penguins. There was a lot of restaurants. We had the Build-A-Bear mascot there. So you know that was kind of the just fun of, you know, getting all the mascots out in the ice and kind of interacting. Obviously, you know, the crowd loved it because, you know, the mascots were, you know, trying to chuck the dodgeballs at each other, missing each other, hitting each other. A lot of falls happened. And then, especially then the first period, when we did the sled race, it was interesting because we kind of paired off with different mascots then. And I always laugh because I was with the Pirate Parrot and the Build-A-Bear, and we put the Build-A-Bear actually on the sled, and then we pushed the Build-A-Bear across the ice. So that was kind of a neat visual for everybody to see as well. So
that sounds fun. So bring up another memory. You were homecoming king, correct?
Correct, in 2005, yep.
So how was that experience?
It was very interesting because as I always joke with the crew that was doing homecoming that year, part of the process was to write a essay to what Slippery Rock meant to you. And I jokingly kind of put in my essay was like, hey, if you find anybody that Slippery Rock means more to, I'd like to meet them because I'm the Lion. So at that point, My identity was really kind of secret outside of, you know, my roommate at the time and, you know, the cheerleading team and a couple of people on campus. But then I think when that kind of finally got out and then I had to go for the interview, it was, well, hey, can you confirm you're the mascot? And it's like, well, I have the head in my dorm room. I could bring it to you guys, you know, if you guys truly wanted to see it. But, you know, from that perspective, then it was kind of the back and forth of, well, hey, you know, you obviously can't be the mascot and run for homecoming. So we had to find a fill-in then to be the mascot. And then I was actually in a fraternity at the time then as well. So we took that back to my fraternity and I said to my brothers, hey, I need somebody to fill in for the homecoming festivities for the weekend. And you would have swore that, you know, I was, you know, giving them, you know, Christmas morning the way that everybody interacted. And I actually had two brothers fill in for those events then, of course, during the course of the weekend then as well.
Oh, that's fun. So going on to whenever you came back and some accomplishments you had here, what was your involvement in bringing Rocky the Rock back for homecoming in, I think it was 2022.
So from that perspective, you know, obviously, you know, we all love Rocky the Rock, you know, from that perspective, and he's always a hot button issue with a lot of our alums. You either love Rocky, you hate Rocky. You know, we have the Rocky the Rock crowd, we have the Rocky the Lion crowd. But from that perspective, you know, that was always kind of one of the ideas that the advancement team had always kind of, you know, percolated of how could we ever bring Rocky the Rock back? And one of the big things then at the time, you know, in talking with the president, Barry, was, you know, how can we, you know, look at doing this, but then also have that student, you know, activation piece behind it as well. So, you know, the kind of the funny part when we kind of did it was, and it was about 3 or 4 weeks before homecoming of, well, hey, you know, if we think we can raise some money for the SRE scholarship fund, let's do it. And so our team went into full scale, you know, both fundraising mode as well as then, you know, how do we recreate this mascot then as well. So I actually came down and watched a couple of videos, obviously, you know, seeing Rocky behind the glass then as well. You know, then my task, in addition to helping to fundraise for it, was then, you know, really tying into how do we recreate this suit. So, you know, the big thing then with that was, you know, we interviewed Bob Jones, who was the original Rocky the Rock. And then we kind of, you know, looked to, you know, bring the mascot then into our, you know, 2022 thought process on how can we do it with, you know, the materials we have then today, but, you know, not going out and, you know, fully fulfilling a full suit. So we were able to redesign them pretty easily with a lot of stuff we were able to find on Amazon. And then I was then able to jump into Rocky One then as the for homecoming weekend. So I got to do the parade, the game. I wandered through the tailgate section and, you know, took, I would say, thousands of pictures that weekend. You know, the best part about that, you know, beyond bringing him back that day, is that we were able to raise about $22,000 for the SRU scholarship fund, which obviously helps, you know, the future here of the Rock. So
that's a great goal to achieve. I was one of the pictures. That was my first semester here. So very fun experience. So you are the only person that's played all three mascots.
Correct.
Like, how does that feel being the only one?
It's one of those historical facts that I think, you know, for me, it's one of those things that I can always hold in my hat, you know, hat on, and you know, seeing as, you know, I'm sitting here in the archives and seeing, you know, my friend behind me, Yo's under glass, and then Rocky One's under glass as well, and knowing where you know, our recreated suit, he actually sits now in my office, and Rocky's head just sits on my shelf. So it's always a great talking point, when, especially when you're on a Zoom call with somebody and they say, well, hey, is that Rocky sitting behind you? And then I have to go into the story for those that don't know I'm Rocky. And it's been a nice talking point for a lot of our corporate partners as well, who might be alums from that time frame, because then, you know, it always comes up in conversation of, you know, hey, the mascot. And it's one of those, well, hey, I have the head in my office. And we've actually had CEOs of companies actually want to put on the Rocky head then, so.
Oh, that's fun. That's a very unique, like, bragging, mm-hmm. Right? So you very obviously really like mascots, and that's super cool. So how important is the culture of mascots here at Slippery Rock? And do you think that the three mascots, like, play off of each other in a way?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, you know, it's a great branding opportunity for a lot of marketing. You know, I can always attest to, you know, even going back to my minor league baseball days, is that the players might change from that year-to-year perspective, but, you know, your mascot's one of those big pieces that are always going to be a constant. So, you know, as we look, you know, here, you know, Rocky now has been around since 2007, the current iteration that we have with him. So I would say, you know, from that perspective, there are a lot of graduates, a lot of alumni that was their main mascot for, you know, their entire time here. So it's a, you know, big piece that, you know, as we look to, you know, get Rocky out into the community more, whether it be going down to Pittsburgh, you know, any event here in town, it's one of those big pieces that where really everybody can really identify with Rocky then as well. And, you know, like I mentioned, you know, there are many, many pictures with alumni that, you know, hey, that's their mascot and they really identify with them as well. You know, from, you know, my perspective with the mascots is that I would love to see all three of them running around if we ever could. You know, that's one of those, you know, big pieces. I will always ask that question. But, you know, I think from the support perspective, you know, one of the things that I did even before coming back to work here is I actually started a mascot scholarship then as well for the individual that is inside the suit then. So each year they get $1,000 towards their education then for fulfilling the role of Rocky, as it is a big important role here at the university.
Oh, that's great. So who were the like leaders when you first came to campus and what were your impressions of them?
Yes, so when I was here, Paul Lucan was our athletic director, and then Roberta Abney was the assistant athletic director at the time. So from the athletics point of view, you know, I would always, you know, kind of go to them of, you know, looking at what the different perspective was if they had me going out to any community events as well as going out to any golf events. You know, President Smith was the president when I was here. So, you know, we always jokingly had some fun interactions back and forth over the course of my 4 years. You know, from, you know, different community events that we might have interacted, weekend of welcome, you know, we always had those, you know, nice interactions then as well. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, just kind of, you know, moseying around campus and, you know, seeing, you know, I'd wander into the Ark when Greg Safair and Karen Perry were running it, you know, take pictures with everybody. And, you know, the biggest thing for me was always, you know, make sure we had those moments, whether it be if I was interacting with a student, an alum, you know, even the small children as well. You know, I just wanted to make sure that they had the best time, you know, if they were interacting with the mascot at that point. So
that's awesome. It's really awesome hearing like how involved you are with the community and like every role you've been in. And so in your position now, do you still try to like work with the mascots and kind of make them more of a part of SRU's community?
We've tried to. I would say, you know, as I approach 40, I have officially retired myself from getting back into the suit. My last appearance, we actually did a curve baseball game and it was about 102 at first pitch. So I think for myself, that was kind of my last foray to say, hey, my body might not be able to take this anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'll leave it to the younger students to do so from now. But, you know, the biggest thing, you know, since we've been back, we've always tried to tie Rocky into a lot of our Giving Day stuff. So each year, so like, for instance, like last year, we had Rocky go on a training montage, really kind of going around campus, you know, having him interact with different pieces of, you know, whether it was athletic training, he got and checked out. So we, you know, really kind of looked at, you know, how do we interact with Rocky in the different aspects of campus, you know, whether it be the different programming. We had him go out with ROTC and we did the Ranger training with him one morning at 6 a.m. down at the field house. We had him go down to the Ark and, you know, play pickleball. We had him shooting hoops. We had him lifting with the students. We had him running on the track. So, you know, I think, you know, as we've kind of progressed with him, we kind of just coming up with those different ideas and really, you know, making sure that we're able to bring Rocky kind of into as that piece to say, you know, hey, you know, we want Rocky to be that, you know, really forefront outside of, you know, the faculty, the staff here, but be that big piece as we kind of look to continue to raise funds for the school.
Yeah, Rocky sounds like a very busy lion.
He is a very, very busy lion.
So have you tried to like kind of set up a personality or like vibe that each Rocky gets? I mean, his bio is very forefront. So do you like try to create a personality for him?
I think that depends on the individual in the suit. You know, for me, I would say, you know, for my personality, it was always, I always wanted to be on the move. You know, I think if you would watch me at a football game, a basketball game, I never really stood in one spot for more than 30 seconds. And I would always kind of, you know, meander around the crowd, especially in the stands, and, you know, make sure that I was able to interact with the kids, especially, you know, anybody that was, you know, in that 10 and under, I made a beeline to make sure that, hey, I was interacting with them. A lot of times, you know, you'll have those kids that are definitely scared of mascots. So, you know, how do you play up that piece to say, hey, they might be scared of me, but, you know, over the course of time that hopefully they're able to say, hey, I want to go up and, you know, give Rocky a hug, give Rocky a high five, get his autograph. And then, you know, really, I always enjoyed then as well, just, you know, interacting with the students then, especially those individuals that I had in class. that especially my freshman and sophomore year of, hey, we don't know who exactly is in Rocky. You know, I would go up and, you know, just mess with them to, you know, interact with them. And then it would always be fun just to hear them complain the next day in class to say, hey, the line wouldn't leave me alone at the basketball game. And I'm just sitting two rows away from them, just kind of chuckling to myself knowing, hey, that was me. But, you know, and I always, you know, used to just pick on, you know, my friends then as well. But then as I approached my junior and senior year, it was kind of the, I picked up the nickname Rocky outside of, you know, everybody just calling me Brandon. I jokingly said, you know, hey, I'm either going to answer to Rocky or Burns. And I, 9 times out of 10, if somebody called me Brandon, I was probably really in trouble. So
so you had like the Rocky kind of persona follow you around while you were a student here.
Yep.
That's very interesting. How was it being a student, having like that reputation on your shoulders?
I think, you know, for the most part, it was kind of that fun piece. But I think, you know, it also got me involved in a lot more things as well. You know, whether it was, you know, a group would come and say, hey, we're doing a fundraiser. Can you come out and, you know, support us that night? Especially, you know, even as well, you know, I know when I was Greek, we would say, you know, hey, we're going to have a Greek Week event. You know, could Rocky make an appearance at that? Just take pictures with everybody. You know, or even looking at the community events of, you know, saying, hey, they might have something to the high school, you know, or, you know, we go out to elementary schools and do different things like that as part of that volunteerism then as well. So
that's cool. So for all of the years you've been here, who has been like a notable inspiration or influence for you?
I always harken back to the sport management professors. You know, obviously I had the biggest, you know, interaction with them over the course of time. I know Dr. Crow's, you know, still teaching here. Dr. Higgs had just retired. And then Dr. Abney's still here as well. So those were the individuals that I really interacted with from the sport management side of things. And then, you know, really, I think the administration, you know, obviously, you know, Paul Lucan, the AD, until he retired. And then, you know, now working with Roberta Page, the new AD, you know, having those interactions to see, you know, really how we're able to get the mascot out in the community. But then also, you know, in my new role, then how do we actively look at, you know, diving into what are those opportunities then for the students abroad then as well, of, you know, programming, scholarships, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Was it nice coming back and like knowing you'd be working with familiar faces?
It was a very interesting piece of the puzzle my first couple weeks on campus for those familiar faces of, you know, hey, what are you doing back on campus? It was, everybody thought, hey, I'm either guest lecturing at a class or I'm up for, you know, something for my previous job related. And it kind of was, hey, I'm working here now. And it was like, all right, well, we'll see where this goes.
So were there, whenever you were here, either as a student or now as faculty, were there any major events that you were here for, like academic, cultural, or like national events?
You know, the biggest thing I think from, you know, my time here, you know, obviously, you know, I remember some of the big events, you know, with the concerts. I was here when Ludacris came in, we had down at the Arc. Yep. So that's one of the big things that I always remember. You know, some of the bigger football games we had versus IUP over the years, you know, especially home games. You know, I always remember the homecoming events, just you know, with the parade and especially winning homecoming. You know, for me, that was a big marker. You know, and I think then at that point, it was just kind of the construction piece on campus. I think, you know, that was the biggest excitement. I always joke that I watched, you know, dirt be pushed around for the ATS building for a couple years. And then just watching the new dorms, you know, spawn as they kind of did with, and then, you know, when they tore down Founders as well.
All right. And so how were those events, like the concerts?
Oh, they were a blast. So.
They were a blast. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So are there any memorable events for you other than like the super major ones?
I would say, you know, for me, it's just the camaraderie of, you know, a lot of my friends I still do talk to, especially my fraternity brothers. You know, we joke, I actually just got married 2 years ago. And it was kind of one of those, it looked like a Slippery Rock reunion in the parking lot. You know, one of the members that was at the hotel kind of said, well, hey, I see a lot of Slippery Rock stickers. Is there a reunion going on? It was like, no, just a big wedding. So from that perspective, and, you know, I think, you know, really over the course of time, one of the things I've kind of prided myself on, especially from the alumni side, is, you know, just being able to share what's going on campus, especially with, you know, whether it be on social media, any of the professional sites of, you know, just telling our alumni, hey, you know, this is what's going on, and hopefully, you know, encouraging them to come back then as well, and kind of, you know, swallowing that that piece as well. And then, you know, as I filled in with, you know, Rocky over the last couple of years, it was kind of the, you know, hey, we can't believe they allowed you to get back into that suit. And, but, you know, I was up to my old shenanigans again, you know, as I kind of looked at, you know, re-performing that character as well. So
It seems like community and pride are like really big values to you. Mm-hmm. So how do you carry that with your career, especially with like the culture of Slippery Rock?
You know, I think the biggest thing with that is, you know, as we look at this university, you know, it's a big place to where, you know, people have very, very strong feelings. And it's just, you know, making sure that we reignite them to say, you know, hey, it's that magical place that you might have spent 4 years here. And, you know, you have that degree from here. So, you know, how do we reignite that passion for Slippery Rock and making sure we're able to get people back here on campus? But then also in that same breath, you know, how are we, you know, supporting those students, you know, as they go out into their careers? You know, I think especially from my perspective in the sport management side is, you know, how do we help them to get those experiences? How do we help them to get those internships, that first job? And, you know, the biggest thing for me always is looking back to say, hey, if I'm a sport management major and I keep that on my resume, I want to make sure that that reputation is still stellar as I progress in my career then as well.
Mm-hmm. So are you excited for the future of SRU?
And 100%.
Like, that's great to hear. So how, going back to the mascot for one last question, how did the legacy of Rocky like follow you throughout your SRU career and kind of like motivate those feelings of like pride towards the campus?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I think creating the scholarship was the biggest thing for me. You know, when I came through school, there wasn't a scholarship for the mascot. So, you know, knowing how much, especially sweat equity and time goes into that position, I think, you know, I always wanted to make sure that we had a carrot out there for a student to want to do that. You know, obviously, with that being a big piece of the university perspective, you know, knowing that someone was going to be rewarded as part of that, especially for their education, was a big piece for me then in creating that scholarship. And then, you know, over the course of, you know, really since I've started that scholarship, we've had a couple individuals that have done it for a 4-year period. So kind of looking at that and kind of, you know, looking at, you know, my career and kind of how they progressed as well, and looking to say, you know, hey, we know that they were able to be supported for 4 years. And then, you know, they've taken that as well and kind of looked at, you know, and Austin's the big example of it is, you know, he's actually done some mascotting then in the professional side of things as well for like the Wild Things, and kind of, you know, actually came back to do a couple appearances as well for us, you know, at the Penguins games and different things like that.
That's cool. So do you see yourself in any of the mascots that have come through here since, kind of just like seeing the same path?
I can see some traits that I can definitely say, there was a big mirror back and forth, and it's always fun then as well just interacting with the new students when they come up and ask for different tips and say, hey, how would you navigate this situation? Or, you know, looking at, you know, hey, should I do this compared to should I not do this, and looking at that side of things.
That's such a cool legacy to have. Mm-hmm. So one more question. Do you have any words of wisdom for current or future Rock community members? And also, how would you like to be remembered?
Yeah, I think, you know, for the biggest thing, you know, I would always say for our Rock community members, you know, please feel free to come back and join us on campus. There's always new things going on, especially with the new community events schedule. You know, there's always an event going on. There's always a sporting event going on. So we'd love to have you back on campus and support, as well as, you know, as we kind of look at, you know, the different programs, we always have those different opportunities then as well to get involved. And then, you know, I would say from my legacy, you know, it's one of those big pieces to where, you know, looking back now to say I'm the only one to ever wear Rocky 1, Rocky 2, and Rocky 3. You know, I always kind of joke if there's a Rocky 4, I'll have to, you know, figure out a way to get into that just to keep that record going. But I think, you know, to be the only one to be able to do that, I think is a big thing that I'll be able to hold my hat on for the rest of my life. So
you want to be remembered as like the number one Rock pride person.
I always joke with Dr. Page that I'm always banking for a Hall of Fame spot in the Athletics Hall of Fame, but I know it's you know, more geared towards the individuals that were competing on the field. So,
all right. So is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything we didn't touch on that you want to talk about?
No, I think we've kind of hit the big from that perspective.
All right. It was great talking to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.